Okay, so we're holding Bez Hashem Klal Vav Din Ches. Then Chofetz Chaim says, V'chol Zeh, when we speak, the Chofetz Chaim is talking about that if a person says something, Reuven says something negative about Shimon, and the negative thing you could judge favorably, and then you won't think bad about the person. Or it could be that you will judge him not favorably, and then it'll be considered Lashon Hara, so then you're transgressing the Iser of Lashon Hara. V'chozer, because you have an obligation to be betzedek tishpet as amisecha, to judge him favorably. V'chozer afilu imasipo hoyalish beinani. All this is talking about, even if you spoke about an average person, ashedarko lisur miminachet, who for amim yikashobai, that usually he tries not to do an aveira, sometimes he stumbles. So then, it could be that the guy taka stumbled, but you should be done the kafskos. And surely, if you were speaking about a person who's known to be Yirelakim, that on him it's even more, greater the obligation of Tzedek Tishpat Amisecha. As it's mavur in the Rambam and the Shurah Shari Tshuva. And he doesn't, and he judges him not favorably, and he agrees with the person that it's taki did something wrong, surely he's going to be transgressing the Easter of Lashon Hara. And then the Chofetz Chaim gives us a very apropos for the RCC, an example of the horrific Easter of Kabbalah Lashon Hara. And now he says I'll demonstrate to you a common case that many people transgress the Isur of Lashon Hara, of Kabbalah Lashon Hara. I'll give you one example. From that, a person with a degree of intellect will be able to apply this example to other cases too. So he says, if a person comes out of a bezdin and he lost, and he comes and he says, I can't believe that I lost. Look how many proofs I have to my side. See, it's clear I'm right. And bezdin, nutty bezdin, they do just the opposite. And if I would have brought my din Torah to this and this Rav, who he's smart, but Vader he may have an amnesty, he surely would have chopped in me, who's the truth. He wouldn't have said such a crooked psak. And because of that, he speaks about the Bezdin, very harsh and improper words. Asher ein laha lois halaksav, that Chavetz Chaim says that you shouldn't print those words that these people say. V'im chaver mishivoy, and if his friend will say, in any ma'am mishiv sekukein, I don't believe it. I don't believe they would paskin something crooked like that. Yoy malay, he'll say, re'ei es apsok, look, u'kroi sehetev, look at it, you look good. V'zir ba'atzmacha, ashaloi b'da'asu b'haskil nasa. You can see Klor was done without any seichel. V'umar es apsok, v'koyroi sepam achapam, and he reads it again and again. Uvachol Pam whom is Pala Yoisi becomes even more wondrous. Umotse Gamkin Baksak Dwarmashala Nirlay Lufidaitai. He says things that he feels that he's wrong, that it's wrong about it. Kiyadua, because that's known, Shapiske Balabatim, Ain Shavim Lupiski Hatarakdaisha. Because that's well known that the Das of a Balabais is not like the Das of the Tayr. Acha Nechlet Bain Ishneim Sharava Yabezin Shvira Say Sain Lem Shikla Das Ledechlichsedinabuya. Until they decide that obviously this Rav and this Bezdin, they don't know how to paskin right. He says now, look how the person who listened, he was over clearly the Easter of Kabbalah Lashon Hara, and on the assay of judging favorably. And if the person who heard it would have followed the derech of the Torah, it's his obligation. The first thing is, don't have any complaints. Or, and he should try to persuade him. Shal bezdin ain't shumavla chas v'shalom. They're not doing anything wrong. Shehem poiskim kifi amavur baterek doisha al piatainis. And there, because they're paskening according to what was said in the bezdin. Vein le ledayin al mashen of rais. And the judge, the dayin paskins according to what's presented. Kiyesh kam pomim shav she'em esim echad av b'kei nizba b'na shemayim l'sheni yizke b'din. Because he said, the Chafetz Chaim tells us, so we should know this rule, that sometimes even if Reuven is really right, but nevertheless, b'na shemayim, they cause that the din is going to be the other way, that the other guy will win. Kim amarim b'brachis, it's a Gemara. V'lo yoyid, the Gemara says, elo shezeicha b'din, that this Rosh is going to win in din. Shenerim em amarim mishpadecha minegdai. B'evshe the mazel, the haigavar garim, one reason is his mazel. Vein chalila, don't worry. B'vadei kodesh baruch hu yashlim is gzeiloscha mimokam acher. Don't worry, the Rebbein Shalom is a good accountant, and he'll do it, he'll work it out. V'lo yakimayimah, like the Gemara says, v'lo yoyid, elo shematrichin oisei lahashiv akzeilav olav. The Gemara says that this Rasha, because he lied and whatever in Bezdin, and that's why he won, he's being matriach the Rebbein Shalom kaviyachol, that Rebbein Shalom now has to undo the damage that was done. U'kiyotzbe ledivri nechumim lahosei atzar milibay. That's the first thing. And if he sees it doesn't work, this guy is a mule. So al kopanim yesh lo lischazik al atzma. He has to strengthen himself. He has to be mechazik himself. He's not allowed to listen because he can be ha'isa shekabos lashon hara v'mitzvah d'shtedik tishpura misecha who nemar fil astam al hashem yisrael. The isa that you're not allowed to listen to lashon hara about somebody is even about a regular person. The kolshkin al misha muchzik bi'al talmid chacham. And surely somebody that's assumed in the city to be a talmid chacham. Over the day, a mitzvah d'shtedik tishpura du afil l'maderek l'kaf choyf machriya harbi yoysim l'kaf tzchus. And as we learned in the Rabbeinu Yoina, even if things, the circumstantial evidence seems very clear that this person is wrong, but nevertheless there's a chiyuv of a tzedek tishbei. So he says, kol shkein bozeh shakaf zchus machriya harbi yoyse, and surely in the case of a bezdin, where it's much more mistaver that it's saying the right thing. Ki yaduhu l'chol yoydei das v'din, because everybody knows, shibhamim harbi hadin mishtanim im neitay na'achas neisvar achas, that the whole halacha could change because of one tain or one svar. V'afilu muchachim gadol b'toira, v'reihu lifi divri abaldin, shumusapole is tanois v'shadim himon. And even if the person is a big chacham and he sees that the guy has a good point, im kol zeh, yesh li lachshev ala pen li ton kach beis ha-maisa. Maybe now he's telling you this, but he didn't say it in Bezdin. V'rak ata, acha shiyotza chayim mi Bezdin, nisyashim v'day teshel litin kach v'kach. Now that he came out of Bezdin, he realized, oh, I should have said that. Haklal binyan zeh yesh harbi v'harbi minyoni yischus shenoy t'yoyis mul kaf chayva. There's a lot of reasons that even logically a person should assume that the bezin was correct. V'afilim hofach al kol tzidah v'inyan. And even if he mamish too durch the whole sugya. V'ein li al bezin shum schus. And he can't think of any way to justify what bezin did. Im kol zeh min ha-toyra also l'hachlit aleim v'loimar shen v'yoyin lifsak dine toyra. He can't now make that decision. What he should do is he should go to the Bezdin. He may show him that it's a mistake. Or he'll show him how he came to this psak. Or it could be that the Bezdin will say, I made a mistake. Because we find in the Gemara that the Amoraim were chayzer, like the Gemara says, "Ukar Rav Amoraim levedarash dvarim shemarti levechem tosim biyadi." But Rav Kachamru, Okmoi Shneimer, like it says, "Ochiach tichiach samisecha," that the Rambam says that you should show him how he did something wrong. So he says, "Va'oyval dvareinu elon." If a person who transgresses these words, the hainu. Shemachlit believe by achas sipure shel chaveray, a person who accepts what was said, that sharava abezdin ladonis adin yofe v'tosay berazu, if he accepts and he says, oh, the bezdin probably made a mistake, believe drishav hakiris tama dover mi abezdin atzmam, without speaking to the bezdin, over al kame gufa atayra, he's over many yisurim of the tayra, ubefrat alisa kabos lashon hara, malav de leisisa olav chet the pirush rama. So the kids of the Chafetz Chaim take a hit, of course, as usual, a very good example which is a very relevant kind of example. that we have an obligation of being done the kavzchus, and if you're not, you're over the Easter of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara.